Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for July 29, 2026. Let's start with the big financial news. Tesla released its Q2 2026 earnings on July 22. Revenue came in at $28.24 billion, a 26% increase year-over-year, beating Wall Street estimates of around $26.4 billion. However, non-GAAP earnings per share came in at just 33 cents, missing analyst expectations of 53 cents per share and dropping 18% from last year. GAAP net income was $1.1 billion. The stock initially dipped on profit concerns, though revenue strength was clearly welcomed by investors. Moving to the Robotaxi program, Tesla is expanding at full speed. After launching in Austin last June, the service arrived in Miami on July 3 and then Orlando and Tampa on July 21. By the end of Q2, the Robotaxi fleet had accumulated 2.4 million paid cumulative miles, with roughly 900,000 miles logged in that quarter alone. There are also reports that Robotaxi vehicles are already running FSD V15 in real-world testing, months ahead of the expected consumer release. Meanwhile, consumer vehicles are currently on FSD V14.3.x, with FSD V14 Lite rolling out widely in July. Tesla's CEO Elon Musk reiterated his prediction for unsupervised FSD on customer cars by Q4 of this year, while emphasizing that the company is scaling Robotaxi as fast as humanly possible while keeping safety the top priority. On the product side, it's a tale of two vehicles. The Model Y continues to dominate as the best-selling electric vehicle in America. Q2 saw combined Model 3 and Y deliveries reach 467,762 units globally, a 25% jump year-over-year, with 84,863 Model Y units sold in the U.S. alone, down only 1.5% from last year. The Cybertruck, however, is struggling. With only 7,133 units registered in the U.S. through May, the Cybertruck is on pace for roughly 18,000 sales this year, far short of Elon Musk's original projection of 250,000 annually. The Cybertruck faces ongoing production challenges with its stainless steel body and has been subject to multiple recalls. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.